This is Mark Dunley, and we're talking with Peter Lavigne, co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. Peter was one of the expert witnesses at the hearing recently held by the Public Campaign Finance Reform Board. This was a process set up by the state legislature and the governor to look at the issue of public campaign finance. And Peter, why don't you just give us a quick overview? What exactly is this commission?
So this commission is set up in order to take a look at public campaign financing in New York State. Back in the spring in the budget, there was legislation passed that allowed for a commission to be set up to potentially create public campaign financing in New York State. I mean, the legislature and the governor, unfortunately, didn't want to pass it as part of the session. So this commission's supposed to do it. It may also take a look at banning fusion voting. And they're supposed to hold hearings, which they're doing, and then prepare a proposal by the beginning of December. And if the legislature doesn't move to change that proposal, then what they do come up with is actually going to be the law of the land here in New York State. So we may get public campaign financing and potentially a change to the fusion system based on these hearings and what the Campaign Finance Board decides.
Now, most of the advocates have been supporting a partial public campaign finance system. I believe the governor has his own version. The New York City partial campaign finance system is basically for small donations that qualify, you get $8 of government money in exchange for the $1 of the campaign contribution you solicited. Why doesn't the Green Party think that the partial campaign finance system is the way to go?
Well, we think there are a couple of reasons. One, the threshold for candidates is set far too high. What the governor proposed in the spring, if you look at the minimum threshold, it was about $600,000 of qualifying contributions between $10 and $175 for governor, and it went down a little bit for statewide and then state Senate and Assembly, but at each level it was too high for a party like the Greens that doesn't take special interest or corporate money to really meet that threshold. And probably for independent candidates as well. We also think that it wouldn't do really very much to stop private monies from coming into our election system, which is really at the heart of what's wrong with elections in the United States and in New York. I mean, we've seen 28 people in the legislature who have been indicted and forced to resign because of corruption since the year 2000. And so we think that, this matching fund system, unfortunately, is not going to do anything about that. It may actually increase disparities because, not only can you raise an unlimited amount of private monies, you then get the matching funds. And then there is still going to be a way for wealthy people and corporations to give to political parties and use that soft money donation for candidates. So it really doesn't tick any of the boxes that we think would be necessary in order to start addressing the question of private money in politics. You really need a better system of full public campaign financing to do that.
Well, speaking of a full public campaign finance system, I understand Arizona and Maine, already has that. How does that work just in terms of the technical details compared to a partial campaign finance system, and how has it worked out in Maine and Arizona?
So what Maine and Arizona have is called Clean Money, Clean Elections. They've had it for about 20 years, so we have a lot of evidence that it works. And essentially what happens is that as a candidate, if you decide to opt in, one of the things that you can't do is raise further private money. So you decide to forego that, that private special interest money. And then you go around collecting what are called qualifying contributions from people in your district. So that's usually between $5 and $100 or so. In your district, you raise a small amount of those, usually about, depending on the office, $250, maybe I think in Maine for governor, you may have to raise about a thousand of them. And then you're given a lump sum. And that lump sum has been calculated by the state to allow you to run a competitive election without having to go out and get that private money and constantly fundraise so that it allows candidates, whether you're a Green Party candidate, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Socialist, to not have to worry about where the money is coming from, and then constantly reaching for campaign donors, but B, you're allowed to run an election based on ideas. And we really find that, with clean money, clean elections, that it makes a significant difference. So there's ample evidence that it increases the amount of competitive elections, so that incumbents, especially when opponents opt into this clean money, clean election system, face more serious challengers. It increases the diversity of people who are actually running for office. And you do find parties like the Greens in Maine, especially being able to use clean money, clean elections and win seats in the state legislature, which is very significant. So we think that, clean money, clean elections, because it eliminates that private money, and it allows for candidates to run based on issues and ideas, and that lump sum, it's a better system. And there have been some detractors who said, there was a court ruling in 2011 that really struck a blow at these systems. And when you look at it, it's really not true. What happened with the Supreme Court is that they said you couldn't give additional grants to match private fundraising candidates. And so the states that still use it do so with an increased initial grant. And in Maine, you're still allowed to collect a little bit of qualifying contributions to increase beyond that. Down in Connecticut, even though the Connecticut system isn't great, Daniel Malloy, who was a Democrat, ran for governor multiple times, using this system, was able to win and beat both a privately funded Republican opponent and another Republican opponent that opted in 2014. So this is a system that works. We know it works, and at least in Arizona and Maine, does really help candidates from across the spectrum.
So we're talking with Peter Lavinia, co-chair of the Green Party. I have two questions left. First question is, one of the criticisms that are raised by opponents of both partial and especially public campaign financing is, hey, that's a lot of money, and we're giving it to candidates, and in many races, it's really not competitive. It's gerrymandered. You kind of know who's going to win the election ahead of time. Why should taxpayers be spending money to fund campaigns that are a foregone conclusion?
I would turn that around and say, I'm not sure we can afford to not spend this money. I think when you look, as I said, there have been a lot of New York politicians who have been indicted and then actually sentenced because of corruption. And I think that having this system would start to shift us away from the private money donations that are, an unfortunate, infamous part of that corruption in New York State. But I also think, that the members of the board who are talking about that, kind of hit on a subject that we agree about as Greens. We do need further election reform in New York State. We need to have proportional representation. We need to have independent redistricting, so that you really do have competitive elections. But, I do think that it's important to note that even with these kinds of gerrymandered districts, that you do see better and more competitive elections with clean money, clean elections.
Now, one of the issues that the commission may be looking at is the question of fusion, which is when you have a candidate running on the ballot on more than one party. Certainly this has raised the hackles of Governor Cuomo with the Working Families Party, uses fusion to try to move the Democratic Party to the left. What does the Green Party think about fusion?
We need to ban it. Just like we say, one party, one vote. One person, one vote. We need one party, one vote. We think that fusion, it breeds corruption. Fusion is part of a patronage game. Fusion subverts the will of the voters, both in the parties that use it and the parties that they give the line to. You look at Working Families for the last few election cycles has given Governor Cuomo the line, even though their party members did not really want that to happen. We also have a problem with opportunity to ballot in New York State, which is part of fusion, where other parties can steal other party lines. So the Green Party will often have Republicans or Democrats stealing our lines and running campaigns that have nothing to do with Green Party values. So we really think that banning fusion is a way to really increase democracy in New York State. Only 8 states use it. It's time to catch up with the rest of the nation.
And we've been talking with Peter Lavinia of the Green Party of New York State, and this has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk radio network.